Missouri Senate will now come to order, and we will all rise for the prayer by our chaplain, the Reverend Carl Gock.
From the 101st Psalm we hear, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. Gracious God, we begin a new session and accept the privilege of participation as we share the responsibilities to walk with integrity, to initiate needed legislation, to invest ourselves in the work before us, and support one another in this body. So we pray that you might guide and assist us as we begin the task given to us to complete and to be energized by our shared desire to be faithful to our mission of service to the people of Missouri. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We are now honored to have the presentation of the colors by the Neosho High School Air Force Junior ROTC cadets. They shall enter from the back of the chamber. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we will have the Star Spangled Banner performed by the Royal Impressions of Duchesne High School. At this point, the rules of the Senate shall be the Missouri Senate rules of the second regular session of the 96th General Assembly until temporary or permanent rules are adopted. Please be seated. The Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce the photographers from Missouri News Horizon, News 20, Gateway Television Network, Slater Main Street News, Associated Press, Gasconade County Republican, KOMU-TV, and Jefferson City News Tribune. Our guests and the Senate have been given permission to take flash pictures and a video in the Senate chamber in the gallery.
Thank you, Senator. The permission to the guests and the other professionals is duly noted. This is a departure from usual Senate rules in which guests are not allowed to use flash photography. Senator from Newton.
I would like to send forward a list of temporary officers and ask that it be read.
Please do so, sir. Please read the list of temporary officers.
Temporary officers, President Pro Tem, Tom Dempsey, Secretary of Senate, Terry L. Spieler, Sergeant at Arms, Bill Smith.
Senator from Newton.
I would ask unanimous consent of the Senate that the named officers stand as temporary officers until permanent officers are selected.
Hearing no objection to the unanimous consent request, that is how we shall proceed.
Mr. President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Secretary of State, and if so, please have them read.
Affirmative. Read the messages from the Secretary of State.
To the Honorable Senate of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, in compliance with Section 115.525, Revised Statutes of Missouri, I have the honor to lay before you herewith a list of the names of the members of the Senate for the 97th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, elected at the November 2, 2010 general election and the November 6, 2012 general election. In testimony whereof, I hereunto set my hand and affix the official seal of my office this 8th day of January, 2013. Robin Carnahan, Secretary of State. Missouri State Senators elected November 2, 2010. Second District, Scott T. Roop. Fourth District, Joseph P. Kevney. Sixth District, Mike Kehoe. Eighth District, Will Krause. Tenth District, Julie L. Justice. Twelfth District, Brad Lager. 14th District, Maria Chappelle Nadal. 16th District, Dan W. Brown. 18th District, Brian Munslinger. 20th District, Jay Wasson. 22nd District, Ryan G. McKenna. 24th District, J.T. Lamping. 26th District, Brian Nieves. 28th District, Michael L. Parson. 30th District, Bob Dixon. 32nd District, Ronald F. Ron Richard. 34th District, Rob Schraff. Missouri State Senators elected November 6, 2012. First District, Scott Sifton. 3rd District, Gary Romine. 5th District, Jamala Nasheed. 7th District, Jason Holzman. 9th District, Shalon Kiki Curls. 11th District, Paul Lavoda. 13th District, Gina Walsh. 15th District, Eric Schmidt. 17th District, Ryan Sylvie. 19th District, Kurt Schaefer. 21st District, David Pierce. 23rd District, Tom Dempsey. 25th District, Doug Libla. 27th District, Wayne Wallingford. 29th District, David Sater. 31st District, Ed Emery. 33rd District, Mike Cunningham.
Senator from Newton.
President, as our custom in the Senate, the newly elected senators will now be escorted to the dais to receive their oaths of office. We will begin with the newly elected senator from the 1st District, Senator Scott Sifton, who will be escorted by Senator Scott Roop of the 2nd District.
Senator.
I present the newly elected senator from the 54th. Mr. Sifton.
Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 3rd District, Senator Gary Romine, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Joe Kevney of the 4th District.
Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 3rd District, Gary Romine, proud father of 5, grandfather of 10, a very successful businessman, and he's here for all the right reasons.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 5th District, Senator Jamila Nasheed, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Mike Kehoe of the 6th District.
Senator.
I'm proud to present the newly elected senator from the 5th District, Jamila Nasheed. Jamila comes from St. Louis. She attended Roosevelt High School. She's been in the House since 2007. She's here for another great reason, and she'll make a great senator.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 7th District, Senator Jason Holzman, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Will Krause of the 8th District.
Senator.
My great pleasure and honor to present to the body and you, Senator Jason Holzman. He's joined here with his wife and his 2 children. He's a former teacher. His wife is a current teacher in the 4th grade in the Kansas City area. He's going to do a great job for his district. He works bipartisan. He was honored with 2 chairmanship in the House as a minority party.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 9th District, Senator Shalone Kiki Curls, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jolie Justice of the 10th District.
Mr. President.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 11th District, Senator Paul Lavoda, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Brad Lauger of the 12th District.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. My ability today to bring before you Paul Lavoda, the new senator from the 11th. Although none of us believe we will
I have no family from our house, our time together in the house. And although he comes tainted with house experience, it is my belief that he will be a constructive and a productive member of this body. It is my privilege to bring before you today Paul Logan, the new senator from the election.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 13th District, Senator Gina Walsh, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Maria Chappell Nadal of the 14th District.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 15th District, Senator Eric Schmidt, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Dan Brown of the 16th.
Mr. President.
Senator. Thank you,
the newly elected senator from the 17th District, Senator Ryan Silby, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Brian Munslinger of the 18th District.
Senator.
Mr. President, it's a great honor that I present before the Senate today, newly elected senator from the 17th, Ryan Silby. He distinguished himself greatly in the House as he fought for his citizens.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 19th District, Senator Kurt Schaefer, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jay Wasson of the 20th District.
Mr. President.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 21st District, Senator David Pierce, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Ryan McKenna of the 22nd District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 23rd District, Senator Tom Dempsey, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator John Lamping of the 24th District.
President.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 25th District, Senator Doug Leibla, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Mike Kehoe of the 6th.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Doug comes from southeast Missouri. He's been married
his wife, Elaine, for over 40 years. Heck of an accomplishment, Mr. President. His daughter is married, and they have a couple of grandchildren. And Doug is a small business owner, and he's been fortunate enough to provide and impact the jobs and lives of thousands of people down in the Papa Bluff area. He and his brother are great testaments to what you can do and succeed in life when you try. And we are proud to have him in the Missouri State Senate, and he will do a great job.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 27th District, Senator Wayne Wallingford, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Mike Parson of the 28th District.
Senator.
It's my honor and privilege to introduce the Senator-elect Wayne Wallingford. And also, I might add, Mr. President, he is no stranger to public service, not to mention his service for this country. Senator-elect has actually fulfilled five duties, tours of duties in Vietnam, six tours of duty in Desert Storm. His wife is here with him today. Susie has been married 23 years. He's a 44.
Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 29th District, Senator David Sater, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Bob Dixon of the 30th District.
President. Senator.
President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you and present to
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, we will temporarily skip the newly elected senator from the 31st District and move to the newly elected senator from the 33rd District, Senator Mike Cunningham, who will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Rob Schaff of the 34th District.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Anyway, he's very well qualified to represent the Southwest and South Central Missouri, and it's my honor to present him.
Thank you, Senator.
Now the newly elected senator from the 34th District, Senator Ed Emery, will be escorted to the dais by the senator from the 32nd, Senator Ron Richards.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. New members will now receive the oath of office administered by our former colleague, Judge Jack Goodman.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States And of the state of Missouri. And faithfully perform the duties of my office. And that I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office other than the compensation allowed by law. So help me God.
Take your seats. New members, we're delighted to welcome you. Please take your seats so that we may call the roll and proceed with business. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
here.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
here.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
here.
Dixon,
here.
Emery,
here.
Holzman,
here.
Justice,
here.
Kevney,
here.
Kehoe,
here.
Krause,
here.
Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Rupp, Arup, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie,
here.
Wallingford,
here.
Walsh,
here.
Wasson.
Here.
A quorum is present, and I declare the first regular session of the 97th General Assembly is convened. The Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions. Senator from
Mr. President, I have a resolution
and
I ask
forward.
That it be read.
Send it forward. Read the resolution of the Senator from Newton.
Senate resolution number one, offered by Senator Richard. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 97th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session, that the rules adopted by the 96th General Assembly, second regular session, as amended, insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator,
I move that the resolution be adopted.
You have heard the resolution. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate proceed to perfect its organization.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, it is my honor to place in nomination the name of Tom Dempsey, Senator, for the office of President Pro Tem.
Senator from the 10th. Thank you, Senator. Hearing no further nominations, Secretary, call the roll on the nomination.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Mutzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
33 ayes, 0 no.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have elected the senator from the 23rd, the president pro tem of this body. Senator from 23rd, please approach the dais, sir, to receive your oath of office to be administered by Judge Jack Goodman of Lawrence County.
Please raise your right hand.
How am I going to have to do this?
I. Tom Dempsey.
Tom Dempsey.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And of the State of Missouri.
And faithfully perform the duties of my office.
And faithfully perform the duties of my office.
And that I will not knowingly.
And that I will not knowingly.
Receive directly or indirectly.
Any
money or other valuable thing. For the performance or non-performance of any act or duty. Pertaining to my office. Other than the compensation allowed by law. So help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you. I thought he paused more often on the first swearing in. Lieutenant Governor, members of the Missouri Senate, our families, friends, and fellow Missourians. It is a privilege for me to address you today, and I'm honored by the trust you have placed in me by electing me to be the pro tem of the Missouri Senate. I am humbled to be entrusted by you with this position. Before I begin, I want to recognize a few very important people. First, of course, is my wife, Molly. You have made so many sacrifices to support me and our family during the past 15 years. I love you. Will you please stand and be recognized? My oldest daughter, Megan, is currently in South Africa on a service project. But I am pleased to have my children, Abby and Jack, here with me today. Just to note, Jack was one when I was first sworn into the legislature. And finally, my mother cannot be here today, but my father, Ernest Dempsey, and Molly's parents, Pat and Ned Talbot, are present today. I would ask all of you to please stand and be recognized by the Missouri Senate. Missouri is a remarkable state, and for so many families throughout our nearly 200 years of history, it has truly been the land of opportunity. In my own family, this has certainly been the case. I'm proud to have come from a line of hardworking family members who immigrated to this country in the hope of starting fresh and building a new and better life. My great-grandparents came to the New World from Italy, bringing little with them except a desire to succeed and dreams for a brighter future. In 1954, after moving from Illinois to Missouri due to a job transfer, my grandfather, Pio Pedrucci, opened a restaurant called the Continental Cafe in half of a first floor building in St. Charles. It was such a success that Grandpa quit his other job, and in 1958, he purchased the building, expanded it, and renamed the restaurant Pio's Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge. Now, using the knowledge of Italian cooking passed on to him by his mother, my grandmother Mary, and recipes of his own developed through countless hours of practice spent in the kitchen, Grandpa made a living for his family. And Pio and Mary had two daughters. The younger, my mother Peggy, married my father in 1966, and he joined as a partner in 1970. And that's how an Irishman gets into the Italian restaurant business. Now, after semi-retiring in 1975, Grandpa still came in almost every day to tinker around and make sure that things were prepared to his high standards. I said earlier that Grandpa made a living for his family at that restaurant. But that is only half the story. The truth is that Grandpa made not just a living, but a life for his family there in that restaurant. I guess you could say he built that. This special place we call Missouri provided a setting where personal responsibility, a tireless work ethic, a useful skill, and that precious element called opportunity combined to give our family the dignity of being able to provide for ourselves and to give something back to our community. I'm proud of my family heritage and owe more than you can imagine to the lessons learned working around my grandfather and father in the kitchen, washing dishes, making pizzas, stocking shelves, and performing 1,000 other tasks that I can tell you I didn't always appreciate at the time. I believe other Missouri families are not so different from my own. They desire to succeed, to use their talents to provide for themselves and for their children. They want to do more than eke out a living. They want to make a life. The Roman poet Virgil once said, "Fortune sides with him who dares." In the 21st century, Missouri is poised for greatness and good fortune. If we dare to dream, to lead, to act, and to build on our remarkable uniqueness and strengths, we will move our great state forward. Missouri is blessed with tremendous resources, a strategic location, and a population full of ability and desire to succeed. During the 2013 legislative session, we must focus on solutions that will promote greater economic vitality, spur employment, and grow personal incomes. Our job, our vision, our challenge is to create big solutions, the acronym BIG, B-I-G, to build our infrastructure, to invest in education, and to grow our economy. Geographically, Missouri is surrounded by 8 neighboring states. We must realize that we are competing with our neighbors to keep, foster, and attract businesses and entrepreneurs right here in the Show Me State. In order to grow our economy, it will be necessary to enact meaningful reforms in economic development, tax policy, and legal climate. After 4 years of hard work and with little to show for it, it's time to pass a far-reaching economic development bill this year. Responsible economic development tools that respond to today's marketplace are needed. Current incentives need to be reviewed and designed to maximize the return for the state in terms of jobs and to prevent exploitation like the failure of MamTech in Moberly. We award hundreds of millions of dollars in tax credits to select groups annually. While other areas of the budget have been pared over the past several years, these numerous programs have remained largely untouched. So while we need new tools, we need to reduce our allocation of tax credits as well. Let's demand that government be smaller and that we be smarter in these efforts. Failure to do so jeopardizes our commitment to K-12 education, a first-rate higher education system, and infrastructure that prepares our state for greater economic growth. In an age of modern technology and mobility, where companies and individuals can easily cross state boundaries, we must have a tax code that encourages investment right here at home if we are to grow. We must work to remove barriers in order to give business owners the tools they need to succeed and make Missouri hospitable for those who wish to take the risk and start a business. That is why one of our top priorities this year is lowering the income tax burden on hardworking Missourians. Missouri loses around $400 million each year from sales that take place online. These taxes are collected by our brick-and-mortar businesses, but not by businesses that operate over the Internet. The time has come for Congress to pass the Marketplace Fairness Act and provide a uniform national policy that will allow states to collect sales and use taxes on items sold to purchasers within their borders by out-of-state sellers. The removal of this exemption and other narrow exemptions that are currently on the books will allow us to pursue broad-based tax relief. While cutting income taxes is an important step, our legal climate also needs to be fair and structured to attract rather than discourage investment in our state. So another area that needs immediate attention is the workers' compensation system. Last year, we made important reforms and helped make the system fairer, but more needs to be accomplished. The workers' compensation system, which was created in cooperation with business and labor interests, should return to being the sole remedy for workplace injuries. In addition, Missouri's second injury fund is woefully underfunded. Many employees who were injured on the job and are dependent on this system to help meet their daily needs have found that even with a valid legal judgment, the funds do not exist to pay their claims. Missouri workers deserve to know that if they are injured on the job, the resources will be in place to help provide for them. By working together, we can address these problems. I appreciate that the senator from the second has filed this legislation as Senate Bill 1, which will allow us to move quickly on these changes. Over the last decade, we have demonstrated year after year, in good times and in bad, that education is our number one priority. More than ever, to prepare for today's competitive job market and to meet employer needs for a skilled workforce, we must renew our commitment to invest in K-12 and higher education. Tax credit reform and our continued emphasis on operating more efficiently throughout state government will help us meet this objective. And I appreciate the governor's willingness to stand with us in these endeavors. And to ensure that tax dollars are spent wisely and equitably, we will consider the creation of a performance-based, comprehensive funding formula for our state's higher education institutions. I support moving forward on new capital investment for research, classrooms, and vocational technology using existing state revenue, but we must first identify the savings that will provide a dedicated revenue stream for this effort, and also prioritize projects through careful analysis. When it comes to economic growth, there is no silver bullet. The changes I have outlined thus far are part of a greater effort. As the gateway to the West, Missouri enjoyed a global status as a trade and cultural center at the turn of the 20th century. We've seen a decline since then. If we are to reverse this trend, we must build and maintain our vital infrastructure. Missouri has the seventh largest road system in the nation, larger than any of our neighboring states. A modern, well-maintained highway system is critical to our economic growth. The worthy federal goal of greater fuel economy, the continued development of alternative fuel vehicles, and changing driving habits are all driving down consumption and negatively impacting our ability to maintain the backbone of our economy. Over the past decade, the Missouri Department of Transportation has improved to the point that I can finally say it's time to develop a comprehensive, long-term plan that provides for Missouri's transportation needs and enlist the public's support for a new transportation funding package. Our geographic location uniquely positions Missouri to be a hub for the movement of goods and services. We need to build and maintain our infrastructure to capitalize on this potential. As we prepare for new investment in our transportation system and the possibility of greater funding for higher education facility improvements, it is important that we remain good stewards of public money. That's why we need to change Missouri's prevailing wage law. There are different costs of living throughout the state, and our policies should reflect those differences. It's important to fix the problems which result in artificially inflated prices for taxpayer-funded construction projects. Our task during the next 28 weeks in Jefferson City will be to focus on big ideas. Innovative ideas and solutions that build our infrastructure, invest in our educational system, and grow our state's economy, ultimately setting us apart and placing us on a path of large-scale investment and job growth across all sectors of our economy. Today, back in St. Charles, most people refer to the restaurant simply as Pio's. Though my grandfather has passed away, his great-grandchildren work there today. Many things have changed since 1954, but what's true then is true today. If we capitalize on our strengths, if we work hard together and take this opportunity that we've been given as senators, we can move forward to bring about a brighter, better, more prosperous future for the citizens of Missouri. Thank you, and God bless you.
The senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President,
I nominate Terry Spieler for Secretary of the Senate.
You've heard the nomination. Hearing no other nominations for the office of Secretary of the Senate, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
yes.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lovato,
aye.
Libla,
aye.
McKenna,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves, Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
yes.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
The senator from the second, we need to have a recorded vote for you. The one you registered does not count, sir. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Terry Spieler, Secretary of the Missouri Senate. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now nominate Bill Smith for Sergeant-at-Arms.
You've heard the nomination. Hearing no other nominations for Sergeant-at-Arms, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lovato, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Bill Smith, Sergeant at Arms of the Missouri Senate. The officers will now approach the dais to be administered the oath of office. They shall be administered by Judge Jack Goodman.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of Missouri and faithfully perform the duties of my office, and that I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office other than the compensation allowed by law. So help me God. Congratulations, and thank you for your continued dedication.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions.
Mr. President, I have a resolution, and I ask that it be read.
Send it forward. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator Richard. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the first regular session of the 97th General Assembly is duly convened and is now in session and ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is now organized with the election of the following named officers: President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey, Secretary of Senate Terry L. Spieler, Sergeant at Arms Bill Smith.
Senator,
I move that the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions, and I would ask you to please recognize the senator from the 23rd.
I shall do so with the request to other senators that this is the only concurrent resolution we'll take at this time. If you have a concurrent resolution you wish to bring before the body, we will do that after the recess. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir. Read the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, offered by Senator Dempsey. Be it resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives concurring therein, that the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House appoint a committee of 36 members, one half from the Senate and one half from the House, to cooperate in making all necessary plans and arrangements for the participation of the General Assembly in the inauguration of the executive officials of the State of Missouri on January 14, 2013, and be it further resolved that the Joint Committee be authorized to cooperate with any other committees, officials, or persons planning and executing the inaugural ceremonies, keeping with the traditions of the great State of Missouri.
Senator.
Establishes the inaugural committee.
And Senator, you have a unanimous consent request.
I would ask unanimous consent to adopt the resolution.
And suspend the rules to do so. Is that your motion?
Yes, Mr. President.
Senator has requested unanimous consent of this body to suspend the rules and go to the roll call on this resolution. Does any senator object? Hearing none. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda,
aye.
Leibla,
aye.
McKenna,
aye.
Munslinger, Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves, Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schaff.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from Newton.
9.141. Please have the Bill of Rights read.
Read the Bill of Rights.
Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress or grievances. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process of obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9, the enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of the business of introduction of guests. Would you recognize me for an introduction?
Introduction of guests, the Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right, your left, I'd introduce my wife, Patty, and my intern for this year from Joplin, Missouri Southern State University, Keegan Tenney.
We're delighted to welcome the wife of the senator and the intern. The senator from Jefferson.
Thank you. I saw walk in on the side gallery one of my mentors, a former state senator that served well before any of us were here. His daughter was just sworn in the House this morning. One of my mentors, Senator and Mrs. Jack Gannon.
We're delighted to welcome former Senator Gannon, his daughter-in-law, I believe, correct? Representative Elaine Gannon. The senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have several guests from the 21st Senatorial District. There's some in the upper gallery and also some on the Senate floor. I also have my very first L.A. that worked with me for 8 years, Betty Jo Schubert, and she is accompanying my wife, Teresa. The senator from Jefferson mentioned that I would like to be a game show host at some time. We did not meet on the dating game. But my wife, Teresa, has been with me throughout all these campaigns, a great parade volunteer coordinator, and I'd like for the body to make my guest.
Thank you, Senator, although you would have won the date, that game. You would.
Thank you.
The guest of the senator Johnson, please rise for recognition. Senator from the 15th.
Off to your right and my left, I have some very special guests that are joining me here today. I think my wife, Jamie, is actually with my daughter, Olivia, right now, off the floor. But it's sort of emblematic of the partnership that we have and my ability to serve here in this august body is in no small part or no small way made possible by my wife. I've met my wife in college. We're best friends. I love her dearly. And she is the mother to my three children. And she's not in the chamber, but I want everyone to know, and her, I'm sure she's listening in the office, how much I appreciate her. And she's been with me through everything. And it's a proud day, obviously, for our family today. My son, Stephen, is also off the floor. Many of you may know Stephen. He had an important role to play a couple years ago when we were passing an autism insurance reform bill. And an inspiration for me with the challenges that he deals with every single day. And he's up here in the Capitol. My two daughters, Sophia, who is here on the floor and has been great. Many of you may remember her as being starring as a page last session. She'll be back, I know. But she is a very smart, beautiful little girl. And Olivia, our 2.5-year-old, is the reason why Jamie is not on the floor. Right now, but she's a beautiful little girl too. My parents are here, Steve and Kathy. My dad is the role model that everybody would love to have. He has been very encouraging throughout my life. He started his professional life in the family business, as the senator from the 23rd had mentioned, as a butcher. Went to night school when he had three young kids. Earned his degree. Worked 30 plus years at Anheuser-Busch. Has been just a solid role model for me and my mother. Who's here, Kathy, is an unbelievable role model as well, the moral compass of our family. They've been married 40-plus years, and I would like this body to make my family feel welcome as they join us here.
Will the guests of the senator from the 15th who are in the chamber please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Barry.
Mr. President, thank you. I have very special guests with me today, and it's my wife, Mrs. Sharon Sater, who's sitting right here in front of the dais. Thank you.
Will the guest of the senator from Barry please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. The senator from St. Francois. Will all the guests of the senator from St. Francis please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. the senator from the 7th.
My daughter Savannah, my son Grant, my mother Judy in the upper gallery is my grandparents, Sam and Lily, and my father Gail and my sister Shannon. And again, I echo the gentleman from the Romine District. There's just no way you can make it here without your family support, so I appreciate them being here with me today.
Will the guests of the senator from the 7th please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. The senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, I would like to introduce to the body, of course, my cousin that is here all the way from San Antonio, Texas. Her wonderful family has allowed her to join me, of course, for the swearing-in today, all up until the time we reach the inaugural. So I do want to thank her for being here, for traveling so far, and I would like the body to make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from the 9th to the Missouri Senate. The senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to acknowledge my husband as a special guest, as well as this Fahim Nasheed, as well as my brother Jason, and my brother and godbrother Al Shamim Hubbard, as well as my aunt Gloria Tiffany is my cousin here with me today. Sable Campbell Jones is a good friend of mine. I would like to acknowledge her as well. I would like to acknowledge Stormin Academy, who's up in the upper gallery. They're here with me today celebrating this beautiful occasion, as well as Honorable Formal T.D. Elamine. So let's give them a round of applause. And last but not least, I would also like to acknowledge my Chief of Staff, Eric Vickers, as well as my legislative director, Jason Cross.
Will all the guests of the senator from the 5th please rise for a recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some folks. First, in the upper gallery, very close friend of mine, Independent City Councilman Chris Whiting is here today. My brothers are here to watch the swearing-in. Phil Lavota and Steve Lavota. My father is up in the upper gallery. Sam Lavota is here. My stepfather is up in the upper gallery, Ray Halverson. In the front, I introduce my mother, Linda Halverson, who is here to join me, and also to introduce my wife, Nancy Lavota, who's in the front. To the side here, Mr. President, is my children. My oldest, Megan Lavota. And last and certainly not least, it's her birthday today. It's her 16th birthday, my daughter, Madeline Lavota. Thank you, Mr. President.
Will all the guests of the senator from the 11th please rise for recognition by the Senate. The senator from the 13th.
President, introduction of special guests. Okay. I'm joined here today by my mother, Maureen Roan, and her sisters, Kathleen Hanrahan and Sheila Kova. And I'm very proud of the fact that I am joined here by every one of my siblings. I am joined here by my sister, Mimi Menzio, my brother, Philip Roan, my sister, Lisa Leek, and her husband, Robert, my brother Joe and his wife Tracy, and my brother Timothy, his wife Mary, his father-in-law Richard Kellett, and their children, Liam, Kathleen, Margaret, and Molly. I would ask that Liam, Kathleen, Margaret, and Molly be made pages of the Senate today. I'm also joined by three of my very close friends from St. Louis County in the 13th District. Sally Walbrink, Valerie Whitney, and Karen Imperial. I ask that the Senate make them welcome.
The young people will be ordered pages of the day to serve at compensation to be paid by the senator from the 13th. And will all the guests of the senator from 13th please rise for recognition. The senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, I'd like to recognize my wife, Susie, of 44 years,
my sister Sheila, who's visiting from Illinois to witness good state government in action, and two of my close friends from Cape Girardeau, Doug and Fran Austin.
We're delighted to welcome all the guests of the senator from Cape Girardeau to the Missouri Senate. Please rise. The senator from the 17th, from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce this morning my lovely wife, Angela, down front. She's also joined by my parents, David and Debbie. Our daughters, Taylor and Callie, are in school today, could not join us. Behind the press table, also my good friend Mark Coulter has joined us. And in the press gallery, my good friends, former representative and former minority leader Mike Talboy and Sammy Panettiere. And I would like the Senate to make them feel welcome.
Will all the guests of the senator from Clay please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. The senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests today I'd like to introduce. Sitting in front, I have Marsha Allen and her son, Nick. I have a friend, Barbara Tomlinson. And over on the side gallery, a face that many of us are familiar with, Joan Branson, which I'm very blessed to have join my staff. Thank you.
We're delighted to welcome. Will the guests of the senator from Webster please rise for recognition by the Senate. The senator from the 1st.
President, I have some special guests to introduce. I'll note I see the doctor of the day, Dr. Sam Page, our former House colleague over there. My wife, Stacy, is around here, not in the chamber at the moment, but here somewhere. Also want to introduce my son, Stephen Whittier Sifton, the little redhead over there in the corner. He will be 4 years old on Friday. My daughter, Madeline Sophia, the little redhead there in the second, third row. My brother, Brian Sifton, my mother, Barbara Sifton, my father, Dick Sifton, all of whom have traveled a great distance to be here today, and I just ask that they be recognized. Thank you.
Will all the guests of the senator from the 1st please rise for recognition by the Senate. The senator from Butler.
First, I'd like to say it's an honor to be a member. I have some special guests with me. First, I'd like to start with my wife, Elaine. We've been married 40 years. She's sitting right here in front of me. Right next to her is my mother, Marge, and my sister-in-law, Mary, and my daughter, Cassie. Also like to mention my brother, David's here. My sister, Joyce, and her husband, David Robinson's here. My niece, Marcia, and nephew, Jeff Leibel, is here. And Kyle Aubuchon, my chief of staff, doing a great job, and Courtney. And we have many friends up here in the upper balcony, so I would appreciate the honor of being here. Thank you.
Will all the guests of the senator from Butler please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Thank you, Senator. Senator from 23rd.
The 24th.
24th, sorry.
I, too, would like to introduce Dr. Day, Dr. Sam Page. He's a leading anesthesiologist in Creve Coeur, as well as a previous member of the Missouri's House. So I'd like to make him welcome.
We're delighted to have the welcome and to welcome the Doctor of the Day to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from the 31st.
Thank you, Mr. President. My wife of 34 years is not able to be with me today. She is the world's best kindergarten teacher, and today is with 16 little minds teaching them to read. But I do have a number of guests both on the floor and in the upper gallery that I'm very appreciative of. They are lovers of liberty, and they're here to hold me accountable. And I would ask that they would rise and be recognized by the Senate.
Will all the guests of the senator from the 31st please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce some special guests, and I really appreciate your work in airplane. Would like to introduce my friend, former senator from the 34th, that's, I guess, would be to your right, the one in the black dress, Jack Goodman. It's always good to see a friendly face. Welcome back, and I hope your new ventures are being fruitful, and please don't be a stranger. We'd love to see you. And I'd like to introduce Bill LaRue, the doorman, who is going to have a very long session now that I have this seat right here.
We're delighted to welcome the guests of the Senator from the 2nd to the Missouri Senate. Senator from 13th.
In my haste, I should have followed the Senator from the 31st. I introduced my entire family, except for the reason I am here. I would like to introduce to this body my three daughters, Michaela Friedrich, Sarah Walsh, and Kathleen Walsh.
Please welcome those three and rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some additional family that I'm very pleased we're able to make it here today. In the upper gallery behind me here, my brother-in-law, Andy Gutierrez, is here with my nephews, Ted, Tony, and Robbie Gutierrez. My nephews, Ethan and Michael Gentry, are here. BJ and Kelly Beeler are here with their children, Brooklyn, Bailey, Kelby, and Cash. And, Mr. President, in addition to welcoming them, I would like for Ethan and Michael Gentry and Brooklyn, Bailey, Kelby, and Cash Beeler to be made pages for the day to serve without compensation.
The young people will be made pages, and let's recognize all these guests of the Senator from the 23rd to the Missouri Senate. All of us in the Missouri Senate family are delighted to welcome all of our guests. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. A fine wine becomes more and more priceless with time, and so it is with my bride and best friend and closest confidant, who I'm so pleased to have with me here today. I would ask that you make my wife, Amanda, the lovely and talented Mrs. Dixon, welcome here in the body. Thank you.
Please recognize the wife of the Senator from Green. We're delighted to welcome her here today. Further introductions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I plan to recess until 1:45, at which time we will read in pre-filed bills, messages from the House and Governor, concurrent resolutions, and have introduction of bills. If any member desires to introduce bills, they may do so, or they may leave them with either myself or the Secretary of the Senate. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 1:45 this day.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
First reading of pre-filed bills. Secretary, read the bills.
Senate Bill 1, introduced by Roop, an act relating to workers' compensation. Senate Bill 2, introduced by Roop, Senator Roop, an act relating to the initiative and referendum process. Senate Bill 3, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the early high school graduation scholarship program. Senate Bill 4, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to prohibited acts by members of the General Assembly. Senate Bill 5, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 6, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to broadband. Senate Bill 7, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to school accreditation. Senate Bill 8, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to higher education. Senate Bill 9, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to University of Missouri Extension Districts. Senate Bill 10, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to incentives to attract amateur sporting events to Missouri. Senate Bill 11, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the taxation of business income. Senate Bill 12, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the civil liability immunity for court-appointed attorneys. Senate Bill 13, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to solid waste management. Senate Bill 14, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to medical eligibility. Senate Bill 15, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to certain benevolent tax credits. Senate Bill 16, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to children performing agriculture work. Senate Bill 17, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to career and technical education. Senate Bill 18, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public schools. Senate Bill 19, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to tax credits for renovations for disability access. Senate Bill 20, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to certain benevolent tax credits. Senate Bill 21, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the transfer of judicial positions by the Supreme Court. Senate Bill 22, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the alteration of judicial boundaries. Senate Bill 23, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the Pettis County transient guest tax. Senate Bill 24, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to county building codes. Senate Bill 25, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to tax incentives to attract sporting events to Missouri. Senate Bill 26, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 27, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to voter photo identification. Senate Bill 28, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to disqualification from unemployment benefits. Senate Bill 29, introduced by Senator Brown, relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 30, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 31, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 32, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 33, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to accommodations for persons with mental disabilities. Senate Bill 34, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to a database for workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill 35, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to designation of tax refunds to certain funds. Senate Bill 36, introduced by Senator Wallingford, relating an act relating to Jonathan's Law. Senate Bill 37, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the designation of Medical Radiation Safety Awareness Day. Senate Bill 38, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts. Senate Bill 39, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act. Senate Bill 40, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to maternity health insurance coverage. Senate Bill 41, introduced by Senator Mundlinger, an act relating to private nuisance actions. Senate Bill 42, introduced by Senator Mundlinger, an act relating to delinquent debts for the costs of imprisonment in a county jail. Senate Bill 43, introduced by Senator Mundlinger, an act relating to compliance with federal law regarding the weight allowance for idle reduction technology. Senate Bill 44, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to a surcharge on civil court cases. Senate Bill 45, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to family court commissioners. Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to tax incentives for data storage centers. Senate Bill 47, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the placement of children with relatives. Senate Bill 48, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the prohibition of racial considerations in adoption proceedings. Senate Bill 49, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to eligibility for special needs adoption tax credit. Senate Bill 50, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to alternatives to abortion agencies. Senate Bill 51, introduced by Senator Mundlinger, relating to compliance with federal law regarding the equipment and operation of farm vehicles. Senate Bill 52, introduced by Senator Mundlinger, an act relating to charges in criminal cases for law enforcement services. Senate Bill 53, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to restricting public contracts with entities that invest in the energy sector in Iran. Senate Bill 54, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the joint election of governor and lieutenant governor. Senate Bill 55, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less. Senate Bill 56, introduced by Senator Mundlinger, an act relating to inspection of meat processors. Senate Bill 57, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the removal of weeds or trash in certain cities. Senate Bill 58, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the passage of ordinances in the city of Farmington. Senate Bill 59, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the regulation of insurance guarantee associations. Senate Bill 60, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to reinsurance. Senate Bill 61, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to requiring the state auditor to report on the costs of administering the death penalty. Senate Bill 62, introduced by Senator Kevney, relating to seatbelts. Senate Bill 63, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 64, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the evidentiary standard for proving non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases. Senate Bill 65, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the State Auditor's Office responsibilities, duties, and enforcement. Senate Bill 66, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the repeal of certain committees. Senate Bill 67, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to references to higher education statutes that were previously repealed. Senate Bill 68, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to prevailing wage determinations for third-class counties. Senate Bill 69, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to administrative child support decisions. Senate Bill 70, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to Missouri Ethics Commission operations and procedures. Senate Bill 71, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 72, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the designation of Motorcycle Awareness Month. Senate Bill 73, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the prohibition of establishing roadside checkpoint patterns based on vehicle types. Senate Bill 74, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to disaster areas. Senate Bill 75, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to safety in public elementary and secondary schools. Senate Bill 76, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 77, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to neighborhood youth development programs. Senate Bill 78, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to a waiting period for General Assembly members seeking to become lobbyists. Senate Bill 79, introduced by Senator Lamping, relating to changing the primary election date. Senate Bill 80, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the notification of license renewal for nursing home administrators. Senate Bill 81, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the recovery of attorney's fees in civil actions for the deprivation of rights. Senate Bill 82, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the Lieutenant Governor. Senate Bill 83, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the delinquent property taxes. Senate Bill 84, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the conscious rights of all individuals who provide medical services. Senate Bill 85, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to utilities in third-class cities. Senate Bill 86, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to benefit changes to retirement plans. Senate Bill 87, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to breastfeeding. Senate Bill 88, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to medical records. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to nursing home districts. Senate Bill 90, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to terms for councilmen in third-class cities. Senate Bill 91, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to tax credits for investors. Senate Bill 92, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to limiting financial contributions to support campaigns for certain public offices. Senate Bill 93, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to encouraging investment in science and technology. Senate Bill 94, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to voting in advance of an election. Senate Bill 95, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to voluntary pre-kindergarten. Senate Bill 96, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. Senate Bill 98, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to animal shelter fees. Senate Bill 99, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to public administrators. Senate Bill 100, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to the exemption from attachment and execution of a person's interest in inherited retirement accounts and health savings plans. Senate Bill 101, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to florists. Senate Bill 102, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to catalytic converters. Senate Bill 103, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to alternative fuel tax credits. Senate Bill 104, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the insurance of state license plates, or issuance of state license plates. Senate Bill 105, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to a statutory cause of action against health care providers. Senate Bill 106, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to current and former military personnel. Senate Bill 107, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the Fireman's Retirement System of St. Louis. Senate Bill 108, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to automated traffic enforcement systems. Senate Bill 109, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to hospital license. Senate Bill 110, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to child custody and visitation for military personnel. Senate Bill 111, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to pharmacy inventories. Senate Bill 112, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the New Markets Tax Credit. Senate Bill 113, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to persons required to report child abuse and neglect. Senate Bill 114, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to intoxicating liquor manufactured for personal or family use. Senate Bill 115, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company with an effective date for certain sections. Senate Bill 116, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to uniformed military voters. Senate Bill 117, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to residency at public institutions of higher education. Senate Bill 118, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to veterans treatment courts. Senate Bill 119, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the State Sovereignty Commission. Senate Bill 120, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to an air export incentive. Senate Bill 121, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to liquor control. Senate Bill 122, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to public records and meetings. Senate Bill 123, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to municipal hotel and motel taxes. Senate Bill 124, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 125, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to employment of school personnel. Report of Senate Joint Resolutions. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, introduced by Senator Lauger. Joint resolution relating to non-economic damage awards in civil cases. Senate joint resolution introduced by Senator Lauger. Joint resolution relating to the common sense obligation to provide accountability in Spending Stabilization Act. Senate joint resolution number 3, introduced by Senator Schaefer. Joint resolution relating to the Fifth State Building Fund. Senate Joint Resolution Number 4, introduced by Senator Lamping. Joint resolution relating to elective state officers. Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, introduced by Senator Lamping. Joint resolution relating to the adjournment of the legislative session. Senate Joint Resolution Number 6, introduced by Senator Krause. Joint resolution relating to voter photo identification. Senate Joint Resolution 7, introduced by Senator Dixon. Joint resolution relating to appointment commissions. Senate Joint Resolution 8, introduced by Senator Dixon. Joint resolution relating to the appointment of judges to the reappointment commission. Senate Joint Resolution 9, introduced by Senator Emery. Joint resolution relating to the impeachment trials.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Seeing no objections, introduction of bills. The senator from introduction of bills, does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cole.
Mr. President.
For what purpose do you rise?
Without objection, I request that we stand at ease.
Seeing no objection, we will stand at ease. The Senate is at ease. The Senate is now back in session. The senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I would like to go to introduction of resolutions.
Seeing no introduction or seeing no objections, we will go to introduction of resolutions. The senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send the resolution forward. The resolution from the junior senator from St. Charles. Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the proposed committee structure set up to be adopted by rule, and it's going to be distributed to members in their offices and taken up tomorrow.
The secretary will print the resolution in the journal. The senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are all appointment letters, and I would ask the reading be waived and the messages be printed in the journal.
Seeing no objections, those messages will be printed in the journal. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of messages from the House.
Seeing no objections, Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 3. House Resolution Number 3, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session, inform the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session, ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly is hereby instructed to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives is now duly organized with the following officers, to wit: Speaker Timothy W. Jones, Speaker Pro Tem Jason Smith, Chief Clerk D. Adam Crumbliss, Doorkeeper Don Nomar, Sergeant at Arms Ralph Robinette, Chaplain Reverend Monsignor Robert Kerwicki. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Bill, or House Resolution Number 4. Be it resolved that a message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any messages or communications that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the House Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the hall of the House of Representatives at 7 p.m. Monday, January 28, 2013, to receive a message from His Excellency the Honorable Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that the committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem, to wait upon the governor of the state of Missouri and inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and Senate of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of the resolution. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 2. Concurrent Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013, to receive a message from the Honorable Richard B. Rick Tittleman, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate appointed by the President pro tem to wait upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri and inform His Honor that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 97th General Assembly, first regular session, are now organized and ready for business and to receive any message of communication that His Honor may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumbliss, Chief Clerk.
The Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have Senate Committee Appointments for Administration, Gubernatorial Appointments, and Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics that I would like to send forward.
Send the report forward. Senator, is it your desire to have that printed in the journal?
Please.
Madam Secretary, please make sure that that report is printed in the journal. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Mr. President, would you please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
That report will be so referred. That report will be so referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Seeing no objections, we will go to announcements. Senator, proceed with the announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like all my colleagues who are listening in their offices, as well as their family and guests that are here in Jefferson City, to know tonight is the annual Taste of Jefferson City Legislative Reception at Capitol Plaza Hotel. It's from 4:30 to 6. Mr. President, there's over 50 vendors from the Jefferson City area that will be serving some of our finest food and beverage. It's free to elected officials, their staff, and their families, and I would ask that they go by there and let the city of Jefferson know to the Missouri Senate and all their staff and family how appreciative we are to have them in our fine community for the next 28 weeks. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Further announcements? Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.